And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I
so,
swore a solemn
my family was really intense.
I was invited to a party.
Totally different.
And I remember there was
I come from a large Irish, Italian, Catholic family.
Time for stories from Ex Fabula on WUWM at night, Wednesday night, February 11th. For those of you romanticals out there, 3 days before Valentine's Day, and I guess our stories tonight are have that pre-Valentine's kind of theme to them, don't they? Leah Delaney, co-founder of Milwaukee's Ex Fabula.
Why not? I mean, it's so much more appropriate than Christmas stories.
I guess so. I mean, I'm not a big Valentine's Day holiday person either. Unless I can do something that is original and different and clever, it's like, I don't bother.
Agreed. I'm not. Valentine's, Schmalentine's. Hey.
That and Sweetest Day, I just kind of, especially Sweetest Day, I ignore.
Yeah.
Just totally ignore. That's a made-up holiday.
Well, you know, with that being said, we have some really lovely stories here. Very romantic, yes, very funny.
For the two romantic people in the room here tonight.
Yeah, the two bah humbugs.
Yeah, totally. But I know this day appeals to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's, a lot of people look forward to it. It's special for a lot of folks. So let's go with it.
Well, let's do it. All right, everybody, cuddle up. Here's our first Valentine story.
Okay, there we go.
This one is from Andrew Larson. He told a story at an event a few years ago when the theme was, it's a date. Here's Andrew Larson.
So back in the mid-90s, I briefly kind of sort of dated this really hot woman before I eventually accepted that I had a pretty terminal case of the gay. And she and I became really good friends. After that. And we're going to call her Becky because that was actually her name. And she was pretty hot. And after she stopped seeing me, she pretty quickly found this pretty hot guy. And we're going to call him Alex because that was his name. And I was pretty jealous because Alex was really hot. I would have dated him. Sadly, that didn't work out. But one day, Becky calls me up and she says, hey, Alex and I are going to a movie tomorrow night. You want to come along? And I said, yeah, sure, that'd be great. So they pick me up, and in the back seat of the car is this other guy. And I cannot remember his name, so we're just going to call him Guy. Guy seems like he's in kind of a bad mood. He's sort of quiet and moody. And so all the way to the movie, I'm talking with Alex and Becky, and we get in, and we sit down, and we sit down Becky, Alex, Guy, me. Now, the movie was Dragonheart, if you remember it. You know, that horrible movie with Sean Connery playing a dragon. And it sucked. And about halfway through, I'm really feeling the urge to make some snarky comment to Becky. And I start thinking about why she's all the way at the other end of our arrangement. And I suddenly thought, holy crap, this is a blind date. But I'm not terribly interested in Guy. He wasn't my type at all. But it should tell you something about how clueless I was that I'm halfway through a blind date before I realize I'm on a blind date. And we get out of the movie, and we decide to go to Denny's to get something to eat because it's late. And Guy is in an increasingly pissy mood. And Becky makes the mistake of mentioning that she works for the campus Democrats. And Guy starts picking an argument with her over Democratic politics. And he's just being a dick. It's clear. He is picking an argument to pick an argument. And as we get into the Denny's and sit down, I suddenly think, holy crap, he's hot for Alex. And he's jealous of her. And, you know, the waitress takes our order, and Alex won't shut up. Or, excuse me, Guy won't shut up. He just keeps ragging on Democrats, and Becky's getting more and more upset, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I can handle this. We haven't even gotten our food yet. And so when Guy pauses for a moment, I guess to take a breath, I did the only thing I could think of. I said, how many CIA agents does it take to change a light bulb? Three. One to change the light bulb and one to confuse the facts. And then I told another one. And another one. and I just kept rapid-firing my way through every light bulb joke I knew. And when I ran out of light bulb jokes, I went on to knock-knock jokes. And I could see Alex and Becky were very grateful for my impromptu comedy routine. And Guy eventually got the hint and shut up and is very sullen all the way back. And they drop him off first. And pretty much the moment the car door closes as Guy leaves, Alex is like, "I'm so sorry about that. I didn't realize he'd be such a jerk." And Becky said, "I am never going to put anyone on a blind date again in my life." And 20 years later, she has kept that promise. Thank you.
And that was Andrew Larson with his It's a Date story.
Mm. You know, Valentine's Day, we were talking about this, going into that story, that unless you can really, I mean, how many chocolates and flowers and things of that nature can a person receive over a lifetime and not go, oh, yeah.
Wow, you really hate Valentine's Day. I kind of hate it, but you really, really hate it, Bruce.
I really do. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, it's like, here you go, some more red lingerie. Here you go. Enjoy it. Whatever.
I was at Valley Village the other day. It was one of my favorite pastimes, and they had some really fancy lingerie there. Just, I can't think of anything more less appealing used lingerie. But. Well, let's keep rolling with the stories.
Yeah,
here.
We're having a good time here, poking fun at Valentine's Day. I love it.
This is a really special story at a special event, which was held in December at Turner Hall Ballroom, where we do our December Spectacular. It was a translated event. So let's listen to Dulce Lagunas with her translator, Abby Varela. The theme of the night was surprise, sorpresa. Here's her honeymoon story.
Bueno, esta historia empezó hace algunos años atrás.
Well, this story started a few years ago.
Un día hice una presentación de la compañía en la cual yo estaba trabajando.
One day I did a presentation for the company that I was working for.
Uno de las personas que llegó como invitado es el que actualmente es mi esposo, se llama Adrián.
One of the people that came is now my husband, his name is Adrián.
Cuando lo conocí jamás me imaginé que iba que iba a terminar siendo mi esposo. ¿Verdad? Porque él en ese momento estaba comprometido.
When I met him, I never thought that he would end up being my husband because at that time he was actually engaged.
Bueno, fue la presentación. Mi esposo le gustó el programa que nosotros teníamos, así que decidió participar con esta compañía.
So I did the presentation, and my now husband had liked the presentation that we did, the problem that we were having, so he decided to participate in our company.
Y bueno, la persona a la que él siempre se refería, si necesitaba ayuda o si quería saber algo más, siempre era yo. Así que pasábamos mucho tiempo juntos.
The person that always needed help, that always asked questions, was me. So we were always spending time together.
Después de algún tiempo y todas las cosas que teníamos en común, decidimos, él decidió terminar la relación que tenía y nosotros empezamos una relación.
After some time and all the things that we had in common, well, he decided to end the relationship that he had and we started a relationship ourselves.
Entonces tuvimos la relación y tan corto como tal vez uno o dos meses, decidimos vivir juntos.
Our relationship was good, and well, after a short time, 1 or 2 months, we decided to live together.
Y estando juntos, un día visitamos a unos amigos de mi esposo, de Adrián, y uno de ellos hizo la pregunta, ¿cuándo se van a casar?
So being together, we went and visited some of his friends of Adrián, and they ended up asking, when are you going to get married?
Y en ese momento él respondió, el día que los conejos vuelen.
And in that moment he responded, well, the day that rabbits fly.
Obviamente, eso a mí me hizo sentir mal.
Obviously, that made me feel bad.
Pero lo dejé pasar.
But I just let it go.
Un par de semanas después, pasó lo mismo y alguien hizo la misma pregunta.
A few weeks later, the same thing happened and someone asked the same question.
Y él volvió a decir, el día que los conejos vuelen.
And he said again, the day that rabbits fly.
Esta vez me sentí mal, pero ya no lo dejé pasar.
This time I still felt bad, but I didn't just let it go.
Así que cuando salimos de ahí y estuvimos solos, hablé con él.
So when we left there and we were alone, I spoke with him.
Le dije que si él creía que yo no merecía tener una boda o que me dieran un anillo de compromiso.
I told him that if he didn't think that I deserved a wedding or to have an engagement ring.
Como les platiqué, él ya había estado comprometido. Y al decir que el día que los conejos volaran, a mí me hacía sentir como que no lo merecía.
Like I had told you, he was already engaged before, and so him saying that the day that rabbits fly made me think that he thought I didn't deserve it.
Así que le expresé o le dije lo mal que me hacía sentir y le dije que no quería volverlo a oír o tal vez yo no era esa mujer que él necesitaba.
I told him that I didn't want to hear that ever again or perhaps I wasn't the woman that he needed.
Bueno, él me pidió perdón, dijo que sí creía que lo merezco y me dijo que no volvería a hacerlo.
He said he was sorry and he said that he does think that I deserve it and he won't say it again.
Eso pasó en diciembre.
That happened in December.
Y en febrero 14.
And on February 14th.
Que no les voy a decir cómo o dónde.
I'm not going to tell you how or where.
Pero me entregó un anillo de compromiso y me pidió que me case con él.
But he took out an engagement ring and asked me to marry him.
Estaba feliz por el anillo, aunque sabía que la boda no iba a ser pronto.
I was really happy about the ring, even though I knew that the wedding wouldn't be soon.
Porque una semana atrás había llegado una carta de migración.
Because a week prior, a letter from immigration had arrived.
Esa carta decía que su mamá y cinco de sus hermanos estaban listos para ser procesados y recibir la residencia.
The letter said that him or his mother and five of his siblings were ready to start the process of immigration, of residency.
Y el dinero que necesitábamos era cerca de $20,000.
And we were going to need about $20,000.
So el gasto iba a ser muy grande.
So it was going to be a big expense.
Así que, bueno, me quedé feliz, pero como les dije, eso fue en febrero, en marzo, a finales de marzo.
So I was happy, but like I said, that was in February, and at the end of March,
Me gané un viaje por la compañía que estaba trabajando, con todo pagado a Las Vegas.
I won a trip with the company that I was working for, all inclusive, to Las Vegas.
Nos fuimos a Las Vegas. Fue un día muy... con mucho estrés, yo llegué muy cansada.
So we went to Las Vegas. It was a really stressful day, and we got there pretty tired.
Lo único que quería era llegar a la habitación y descansar un poco.
The only thing that I wanted to do was go to the room and rest a little.
Pero mi esposo dijo que no, que me iba a invitar a cenar.
But my husband said no. Let's go out to eat.
Cuando fui al tocador para lavarme las manos y regresé.
When I went to the restroom to wash my hands and I came back.
Bueno, ahí estábamos en el restaurante.
We were in the restaurant.
A mi regreso, Adrián estaba platicando un poco misterioso con la mesera.
Well, when I got back, he was talking kind of mysteriously to the waitress.
Pero dije, está bien, no pasa nada, así que... cuando terminamos de cenar.
But I said, you know, it was okay. Nothing's happening here. So when we finished eating,
yo quería irme al cuarto a descansar, a la habitación.
I wanted to go back to the room to rest.
Y mi esposo dijo, no, quiero llevarte a ver un lugar.
And he said, no, I want to take you to go see a certain place.
Y decía yo, ¿no podemos ir mañana?
And I said, can't we just go tomorrow?
Y dijo, no.
And he said no.
Salimos, tomamos un taxi y me llevó a un edificio.
So we left, we took a taxi, and we arrived at a building.
Y me pidió mi identificación.
And he asked for my identification.
Él entró y me dijo, espera aquí. Él entró y después salió con una hoja que me dijo, firma aquí.
So he told me, wait here. And he went inside and then he came out with a paper and he said, sign here.
Bueno, es mi pareja, así que confié en él. En ese momento no sabía absolutamente nada de inglés y firmé.
Well, he's my partner, so I trusted him, and in that moment I didn't know any English, so I signed.
Bueno, salimos de ahí y ya había una limusina que estaba esperándonos.
So we left there and there was a limousine waiting for us outside.
Y me dijo, sube, es para nosotros.
And he said, get in, it's for us.
La limo era tan grande, era como un autobús pequeño, pero era tan grande y tan bonita por dentro.
The limo was so big, it was like a small bus, but it was just really big and beautiful.
Y era solo para los dos.
And it was just for the two of us.
Así que cuando estábamos adentro, Adrián estaba tan emocionado, se quedó bobo con todo que a mí ni caso me hacía.
So when we got in, Adrián was so excited and he became kind of dumbfounded with everything and he didn't even pay attention to me.
Bueno, llegamos a otro edificio que por fuera se ve común como cualquier otro.
So we arrived at another building that from the outside just looked normal, common.
En ese momento yo ya estaba molesta porque yo quería descansar y él me tenía llevando a lugares que por fuera no se miraban bonitos.
At this time, I was just annoyed because I wanted to go home and rest, and here he is taking me to places that from the outside don't even look nice.
Y cuando entramos, nos dirigieron hacia un cuarto, como un cuarto de conferencias.
When we got there, they directed us to a room, like a conference room.
Y cuando abrieron las puertas,
and when they opened the doors,
oh, sorpresa!
Surprise!
Era una capilla y estaba todo listo para casarnos.
It was a chapel and everything was set up for us to get married.
Así que, bueno, ese día nos casamos.
So that day we got married.
Fue muy curioso.
It was kind of strange.
Porque cuando a él le preguntaron si quería casarse conmigo, él dijo que sí. Pero cuando me preguntaron a mí,
because when they asked him if he wanted to get married, he said yes, but when they asked me,
como no entendía, me quedé callada y él dijo sí.
Because I didn't understand English, I just stayed quiet and then I said yes.
Y le dijeron que él tenía que callarse, la que tenía que responder era yo.
Oh, because he responded yes, so they said that he needed to be quiet and that she actually needed to respond.
Bueno, mi historia hasta ese momento era muy feliz, pero hay un pequeño detalle.
So, at that point in the story, I was very happy, but there's a small detail.
Yo no sabía que iba a casarme.
I didn't know that I was going to get married.
Y antes del viaje, le llamé a mi hermano.
And before the trip, I called my brother.
Que vivía en California.
Who lived in California.
Y le dije que iba para Las Vegas o que fuera para allá para que nos pudiéramos ver.
I told him I was going to Las Vegas so that he would come to visit us so we could see each other.
Porque teníamos ya como 10 años de no vernos.
Because it had been 10 years since we had seen each other.
Y bueno, cuando llegamos al hotel, nos íbamos bajando de la limusina y mi hermano llegó.
When we got to the hotel, we were just getting out of the limousine and my brother arrived.
El viaje que nos ganamos incluía un hotel 5 estrellas, so la habitación era hermosa.
With the trip that we had won, it included a 5-star hotel and the room was absolutely gorgeous.
Pero Adrián siempre dice que para los invitados es lo mejor.
But Adriana always says that for the guests, it's the best. It's better.
Así que esa hermosa cama tan grande.
So that big, beautiful bed.
Fue para mi hermano y su esposa.
Was for my brother and his wife.
Y a mí me tocó dormir en un sillón y a mi esposo en otro.
And I slept in one sofa and my husband in the other.
Así que mi boda fue una gran sorpresa, pero mi noche de bodas fue la que nunca esperaba que iba a recibir.
So my wedding was a big surprise, but the wedding night was something that I never would have expected happen.
Bueno, pues esa fue mi historia.
And that was my story.
That was Dulce Lagunas with Abby Varela, her interpreter, who told a story at our event last December when the theme was Surprise, Sorpresa. Cute.
That's a cute, sweet story. I mean, Valentine's Day or not, that's just a good story.
So and are you turning around?
Good stories triumph overall.
That's right. They do. They do.
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. You're still there. All right. I tried. I tried, Milwaukee.
We tried. I know.
I'd like to summon everyone in Milwaukee to send Bruce a Valentine to WWM.
That might work. But you know what? You know what, though? I'm, like I said, I've been putting it down here for the last 10, 15 minutes or so here. But if you guys out there got a good reason to do this and a good story about it, let us know.
Yeah, most definitely.
We've got a website, WWM.com. We've got a Facebook page, WWM at Night. Go there, leave us a message, say, Bruce, your deadbolt's wrong. And here's why, okay? Do that.
Yeah, or even leave your ultra short, your very short story, one Absolutely. To five line story.
And, you know, we'll use that stuff on the air.
Heck yeah. That's a great idea.
And you've got an event coming up a week from tonight, which means you will not be here live and in person next Wednesday night, but we're not going to tell anybody that.
That's right. It's our secret. Yep. Wednesday night, February 18th. The theme of the night is Degrees of Separation. Come on down, Milwaukee. It's going to be at the Times Cinema. Doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7:30. Make sure you have your name in the hat by then. We'll be choosing people randomly, getting up on stage to tell their real, true personal story that is at 5 minutes long. So if you need any more details, please. Also, we also have a website, xfabula.com. Please go there.
And you can leave your comments there and say, Leah, get with Valentine's Day, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. That was fun. Thanks a lot.